Councilman Caleb Collier said.
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, it will be known as the Pride / Gay episode. Hello, Christian Patriots. I'm Pastor Gabe Blomgren. We are right now in process of plugging you into the pew and plugging you into politics. That's what we are doing. Thank you for joining us. Today, we are going to hit some hard topics, but before we do, arm yourselves with the truth. Go to our website, churchandstate.media. Please check out our past interviews. We just recently interviewed Laura Logan. Tremendous episode. If you could highlight that, Chris, fabulous episode. We're going to get some reels, get that smattered and splash all over TikTok and the Instagram web, Facebook, all that loving stuff. She killed it. I think she's a fabulous human being. We, at the end of the interview, those of you who haven't seen the interview, I highly recommend you go towards the end. I ask her yes, no, or maybe questions. She was very, I asked her tough questions, including about Flat Earth, all of that stuff, whether JFK was assassinated, I think I asked her, what was another one, Chris? I asked her if Osama bin Laden was actually killed. I hit her with some hard questions as fast as I could, and she didn't wiggle. She gave some good answers. So those of you, please go check out that episode. Also, while you're at churchandstate.media, of course, be prepared. But this is my theme song to you, those of you out there.
Silver and gold.
Yes, Chris.
Silver and gold.
And while we listen to this for a second, I'm actually going to go ahead and, those of you who are listening by radio, enjoy.
How do you,
this is very ACN, Chris. This is very Tom Reed.
Just by the pleasure.
Burl Ives. Do you love Burl Ives, Chris?
Silver and gold.
Just keep relaxing right now.
Silver and gold. So much more when I see silver and gold.
Those of you, actually, what we're going to do, I'm going to turn this down. Go to our sponsor. Here he is, Andrew Shortini. Go to his website. BeverlyHills-PM.com. So, BH-PM.com. I'm not joking about this. It's, to me, I do regret that you're paying prices that you're going to, I'm updating my comics right now on my website to here to get a live price right now. Gold is 2000. Oh my gosh, Chris. To me, it was forever at about 1400. Now it is $2,292.20, or excuse me, 20 cents. And for silver, it is $26.37. To me, $26 an ounce for silver, just in my brain, my Christian brain, is not bad. Here's why. You can't get much anymore. You can't even go out to eat with your family for anything less than about, I don't know, at least $40. At least. And I'm talking, that's low budge. That's like Jack in the Box. You go to a restaurant, you're going to drop $100, $27 an ounce spot price. Not a bad price. Please consider this. Gold and silver. Silver is going to go up to $70 an ounce. It's a matter of time. Those of you who haven't gotten in, I'm not trying to take your money. I'm trying to protect your money. You should have 20% of your solid, everything, your all of your home assets, all of that. Just take that number, 10% of it minimum, 20% if you're smart, wise. That's how much you should have in a tangible account of physical silver. Some of you are like, well, how can I hold that? How can I hold that much silver? A very, very good safe. And then also, you can even do, if you wanted to, I don't know. I wouldn't really trust a bank having a safe deposit box. But that's something you can do as well. But call these guys up. Can you put the number, Chris? call them up, speak to somebody. You're going to, if you want to, you can actually walk through the process. This is something that I did years ago, converting my stock into a precious metals account with no penalty, zero penalty. They can actually show you how to do that. It's a lot of work as far as you got to call them and then you have to kind of submit yourself to the process, but it's doable. Those of you, a lot of you say, I don't have the money to do that. Well, a lot of you have money locked up in the stock exchange, or you have money in like your Wells Fargo account. Those of you who have your money in traditional banks, be careful. Be careful. We just saw another bank actually go bankrupt just this last week. So things are moving and shifting. But enough about that. I promised you, or I didn't promise you. I said that this is going to offend some people. We are going into Pride Month. We are coming into, and that word, I just take it back. Gay Chris is the Lord's word. Just like rainbows. I don't know why, but we're taken back.
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay.
Why are people offended by this word? You can't say this word anymore. You can't. If you were to say, like I remember when you're in high school, if you said the word gay out loud, you know, it was usually, you know, bro, why are you being so gay? You know,
why are you gay?
You could literally say that. And now you're going to go to Facebook jail. We might get in trouble for even saying that. But we're going into Pride Month. The purpose is not to offend people. I actually just want to show the duplistic nature and the hypocrisy of the left and then give you the opportunity to, you know, what are you going to do? Are you going to stand silent? Are you going to be a bigot? I don't recommend you being a bigot. I also don't recommend you being silent. You know, the Westboro Baptists, you know, with their, you're going to burn in hell rhetoric. That's garbage. We're not saying do that. But I'm also saying, how many days are we going to dedicate? Chris, if you could, I don't even know, just Google list. They'll show you Wikipedia, list of LGBT awareness periods. Oh my gosh. There's just so much. Aromantic Visibility Day, June 5th. Aromantic, a day to promote the visibility of people on the aromantic spectrum. There's a flag for that. Did you know there's a flag for the aromantic spectrum? So starting in May 19th, we have the first full week starting around, it's Aromantic Spectrum Awareness Week starting. Then we have, like I said, June 5th. The day to recognize Aromantic Visibility Day. Then we have on April 6th, International Asexuality Day. Okay. We've already passed that. September. So June 5th. It just never stops. Gender Fluidity Visibility Week, 17th of through the 24th of October. Drag Day, July 16th. International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia, May 17th. International Day of Pink, second Wednesday in April. Intersex Awareness Day, 26th of October. Lesbian Day, 8th of October. Lesbian Visibility Day, 26th of April. National Coming Out Day, the 11th of October. Non-Binary Awareness Week, starting Sunday, Monday, surrounding the 14th of July. Non-Binary People's Day, July 14th. Pansexual and Panromantic Awareness Day, 24th of May. Pronouns Day. Chris, this just keeps going on. Like, I'm almost there, so bear with me. Pronouns Day, the third Wednesday in October. Trans Awareness Month, November. Trans Awareness Week, November 13th through the 19th. Trans Day of Remembrance. I just feel like we need to have, like... I'm looking for an enigmatic, kind of like sad. We need like a sad. Yeah. We have this. That's very positive. We need a like very sad, you know, this will work. That's kind of what I feel like's going on. But no, Transgender Day of Remembrance, the 20th of November. I don't know what you're going to remember. Trans Day of Visibility, the 31st of March. Transparent Day, the first, that's weird. Transparent Day. It sounds like you're saying transparent. No, it's saying trans Physical Parent Day, the first Sunday in November, then Zero Discrimination Day, March 1st. So guys, I can't keep up with it. There's always a day for something. So we're going to be talking about these, the actual duplicity, the hypocrisy. I'm going to start with this. Pro-Palestine activists paint massive mural in downtown Seattle Street, and they completely vandalize the area. And we're going to even show some other stuff that's going on right now at Portland State University. Andy Goh, he's been publishing and putting some stuff up. But this clip is from, I'd like to actually have this guy. His name is at Chosho. I follow him on Newsbreak. Really good, really good. He's always live on the street. Check out this footage.
It's bullshit. Israel we gotta bleep defending that out. But these guys convinced the world to be against Israel now. They don't read the Bible.
And you see this thing here?
When did this go in?
Apparently happened yesterday. They did another crazy protest out here.
We honor the feminists and the queers and the trans people who have always been the backbone of our movements.
Did they do it during the day?
Yep.
Wow.
It is vandalism, technically.
Technically. It's really difficult because each side is right in one way or another. And
each side is not right.
You know, it'd be nice if we could all just get along.
See, that's complete pacifism. That guy's just like, can't we all just get along? If you were to hear that clip, that woman who is on the bullhorn saying the backbone of our group is the gay, lesbian, queer, LGBT community. What does that even have to do with Palestine? I gotta just do this.
Why are you gay?
What does that have to do with Palestine? I do not get it. Chris, what does that have to do with thousands of miles across the ocean? A people group. Okay, here's the irony. Here, Chris, you hit the nail on the head. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the people group known as Palestinians, also known as extreme members of Islam, their culture, what do they do to people who are homosexual? Civilly, they have no rights. None. None.
When did this go in?
Yeah, are you going to play the clip where the person says the backbone? Play that. Just play.
Apparently happened yesterday. They did another crazy protest out here.
We honor the feminists.
We honor the feminists.
And the queers. The trans people.
And the trans
who
people.
Who have always been the backbone of our movement.
Okay. So that brings me to this. What happens? Say this. You and me, Chris, get some blue paint, get some white paint, and I go ahead in downtown Spokane. I'm not even going to cover up any other murals, but I want to throw out there. I have the time. You have the time. Maybe we should just go throw up a mural. What do you think?
For all law enforcement, I disavow that idea.
I'm curious of how bad in trouble we would get. Would we get arrested? What would happen? I know that our mayor, Lisa Brown, would have something to say, you know, very quickly, which brings us into, something that's happening locally. Go ahead and just show the clip. Downtown Pride Crosswalk revitalized. So Pride Week's coming, or Pride Month, Pride season.
Downtown Spokane's Pride
Check
Crosswalk got a makeover over the weekend. Since it was first painted last summer, it's both deteriorated and has been the target of vandals.
And since then, a new Washington law has been put in place that means those vandals could be found guilty of a hate crime. Bronte Sorotsky shares Spokane Pride's hope for this new and improved mural.
Now take a look at this. The Progress Pride flag painted here downtown looks completely brand new. And Spokane Pride is hoping that it can stay this way by Pride weekend.
I think it's important to have symbols like this, whether it's, you know, here or there.
Heads up, pause, symbol.
Ha! Gay!
How dare you? This guy, I love how much his head moves like this. Awesome Like, he's really doing good for the camera, moving his head along. Interesting. Yes, continue.
The Progress Pride flag is a redesign of the classic, celebrating diversity throughout the LGBTQ community.
This just means equality and love for all, no matter who you are.
But last fall, vandals decided to cover that symbol with paint
like a bobblehead.
And tire marks, something people have already threatened to do to this one.
How could
I'm actually
you?
A little worried about what it's going to look like at Pride, especially with all the screeching tire emojis I've been getting on our Facebook post about this.
Last month, Governor Jay Inslee signed a Spokane-inspired bill into law, updating the state's hate crime laws to include any vandalism on public property. Meaning if anyone were to get caught vandalizing the crosswalk this time around, they could be charged with a hate crime.
And I definitely reminded some of the people on our Facebook post that this is now considered a hate crime if you deface this.
But Danielson says he doesn't want to focus on the negativity facing Spokane's LGBTQ community. He just wants to celebrate.
I can tell you how I deal with it. We play 80s pop music, and when they show up, we turn it up. And we play Taylor Swift, and we tell them that haters are going to hate, and that's fine.
Instead of focusing on protesters, he wants to create joy in the community.
That's how we win.
This year's Pride Parade will take place on June 8th. Reporting in Spokane, Bronte Swarovski.
June 8th. Okay, go back to the very beginning. She says, or he says, legislation brought on by Jay Inslee. Everyone, that literally went over our heads. So fast forward past the little commentators here, right about there.
Brand new. And Spokane Pride is hoping that it can stay this way by Pride weekend.
Listen.
I think it's important to have symbols like this, whether it's, you know, here or they paint it with some other cultural symbol.
The Progress Pride flag is a redesign of the classic, celebrating diversity throughout the LGBTQ community.
It just means equality and love for all, no matter who you are.
But last fall, vandals decided to cover that symbol with paint and tire marks, something people have already threatened to do to this one.
I'm actually a little worried about what it's going to look like at Pride, especially with all the screeching tire emojis I've been getting on our Facebook post about this.
Last month, Governor Jay Inslee signed a Spokane-inspired bill into law, updating the state's hate crime laws to include any vandalism on public property. Meaning if
so, Jay Inslee's knee-jerk reaction to create legislation, we've talked about it on the show, where there's going to be an actual hotline where if somebody feels that you have microaggressed them, they can deem you a threat, they can report you. This hotline is coming into legislation. To me, very interesting that Spokane, you're the reason why a lot of this is going on because of screeching tires. I'm just going to go out there and say, I don't think it's productive for people to go out there and to vandalize something. I don't think it's productive. People are going to do it. There is some biblical reasons why you actually could be justified in doing that. Gideon in the Bible actually burnt down or tore down the Asherah pole in his community before they went out with the Gideon's 300 men. I get that. You could probably find some biblical reasons why this is not good, but they're intentionally baiting people into going out there. If you get caught on camera, you will get a serious crime. Now it is now a crime. It will be a hate crime. If you go out there with a bucket of paint, or if you were even to add to it, like a scripture verse talking about the actual like rainbow, that will be considered a hate crime. This is where we are at. To me, it shows the duplistic nature. Don't you see yourselves, Christian, seeing now what's going on downtown Seattle? You go throw up your own mural. Here in Spokane, your taxpayer dollars paid for that mural. You paid for that mural, Spokane taxpayer. Why? Good friend of yours, I'm not going to mention his name, good friend of yours, he's a veteran. He's mentioned, why is it that we only have one day to honor veterans, but we have Pride Week or Pride Month, and we have rainbow flags downtown Spokane, but yet we don't honor our veterans for a full month? Why is that? Because we're living in an upside down world. I'm just pointing out the hypocrisy of it because we're coming into Pride Month. I'm praying about what to do. I don't want to be silent. You don't want to be silent, but we also want to be loving so that we're caught in this really interesting season. Andy No, this footage, check this out. This is a secular college. This is not a public library, but this is the college campus library. This is what's happening already. This is General Flynn talked about the ramping up. Right now, he said we're going to see fighting. In fighting, we're going to see riots again. Check this out. They've actually established a base of operation in the library. It's pretty clean looking, it's pretty clean looking there, Chris.
Yeah, they've decorated.
It looks nice. I can already tell it does not smell good. It's a gigantic mess. It looks like Oscar the Grouch just came through it. Spray paint over all of the windows saying Free Palestine. He says Summer of Love, for those of you on radio, part two, ? Guys, this is exactly what General Flynn was talking about. You're going to see an escalation, a ramp up in the rhetoric of what is happening. There's a couple things we can do. We can continue to be silent, or we can acknowledge God's word. You don't have to follow with me, Chris. You don't have to put these scripture verses up, but there's nowhere in the Bible that it describes, very interesting, nowhere in the Bible does it ever describe pride as a virtue, ever. Kind of interesting. Not even kind of interesting. Nowhere will you ever see a blessed are those who hunger and thirst for pride. No. Jesus' Sermon on the Mount never included pride. Nowhere do you see Paul ever describe love as prideful. Love is, nope, doesn't list that. So in the fine details, go ahead and hold that up as far as going back. I want to read this. This is Andy Ngo's post. Go back. Yeah. It says, Portland State has announced its shutdown on Tuesday, April 30th, because of safety reasons after far-left violent extremists associated with Antifa stormed and occupied the large main library. The PSU president allowed the encampment to grow over days, giving time for the extremists to recruit and broadcast plans to capture buildings like at Cal Poly Humboldt. After, Antifa are writing graffiti messages about blowing up banks and genociding their enemies at the encampment, along with writing their logos and symbols. They have members set up at posts across the campus to monitor anyone who goes nearby, especially if they have a camera. Yesterday, a cameraman was attacked from behind and beaten. So this is what's going on in their camp, on their side. And this is ramping up. Those of you who've been following the Palestine or the Free Palestine riots in various cities, airports have been blocked by massive amounts of people blocking traffic. It is not even a question. We're going to see a ramp up because we're already seeing a ramp up going into summer. Back to those scripture verses talking about pride. Nowhere do you see in the Bible anything ever honoring pride. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 12, the Lord Almighty has a day in store for all the proud and lofty, for that is exalted and they will be humbled. There's an actual day in store for those who exalt themselves. It's very interesting telling that they call it Pride Month. Isaiah 23 and verse 9, the Lord Almighty planned it to bring down her pride in all her splendor and to humble all who are renowned on earth. James, this is the New Testament. Okay, those of you who think, oh, Gabe, you're just giving us Old Testament. James chapter 4, verse 6, but he gives us more grace. That's why the scripture says God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. James chapter 4, verse 10, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift you up. Little side note, Lucifer was the heavenly angel of worship. He was adorned, the Bible says, in Isaiah, head to toe in jewels. A lot of theologians believe his voice was a pipe system to be able to harmonize and to be able to elevate Yahweh, but he couldn't handle even reflecting God's glory. He wanted the glory for himself. Very interesting that we're seeing in Hollywood, the music industry, having an implosion. Latest story, OK News, Aubrey O'Day claims she knew Sean Diddy Combs did something really bad after he offered Bad Boy artists their publishing rights in exchange for silence. You might not know who Aubrey O'Day is. She is an artist who's actually come out. She can't really say anything. She has in her own way. She's been silenced. So she says, I received the publishing deal. I know what it says. I know how much money it was giving me. O'Day said to TMZ in an interview. It's very interesting. $300.30 for a full release of all claims against Diddy and many other players. I think he was probably making moves to keep as many people quiet as possible. She claimed of Combs' motives behind the deal. When I went to look at the publishing deal, it said anything, but I'm being made financially whole again. She says, it asked me to not have access to my story and my experience anymore. It asked me specifically to stay silent and never speak poorly about a human. Then she says, so then I realized something really bad is coming, O'Day concluded. So as previously reported by OK, the music producer's two mansions were raided by the feds in late March after multiple women came forward accusing Combs of sexual abuse. All of this kind of like satanic Luciferian stuff is coming loose right now. It is getting loose. Last time we were in this kind of realm was Epstein, Anthony Weiner, 2016. Those of you who might remember it, Rudy Giuliani having access to a laptop that his wife, Huma Abedin, she was very close to Hillary's campaign. I'm really believing that this P. Diddy conversation and all of this was going on. It's really weird. Lately, Justin Timberlake was seen on a post crying. There's stuff going on in the background. So we need to pray, coming into Pride Month, that they be humbled. Those who are standing elevated in pride, that P. Diddy be humbled. The truth come to the light. Those of you who are with us on Church and State, we know this. We are not battling against flesh and blood. We do not hate gay people on Church and State. We don't even, like, I know, guys, you're going to say, hey, you were mocking people by soundboard. No, I'm trying to get your attention. I'm trying to wake you up, America. All of this is an agenda to rip apart the family, to rip apart the hearts of young people with transgender lies. The Lord is exposing this and he's doing it in his time. And I pray, buckle your seats. Those of you who are not completely batten down the hatches, get prepared. Give all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Those of you who are living in sin, get things clean. Get them right with Jesus. I appreciate you guys being with us. Church and State has been brought to you by me and Caleb. I'm Pastor Gabe. A calm does not suit me. On behalf of Caleb Collier, we were born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Synapse is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself or maybe even a doctor for your family or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsynapse.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsynapse.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pm.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com
get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's a 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product. Go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted a good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code Church and State. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.